a high of 57 and then falling. It's currently 51 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin with an urgent warning for Ukraine, threatening to use nuclear weapons if Ukraine uses U.S.-supplied missiles to strike inside Russia. This week marks 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. An attorney for two women who testified before the House Ethics Committee speaking out, Joel Leppard, telling ABC's Juju Chang, one of his clients saw former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz having sex with a minor and that their testimony is not politically motivated.
This is not a political hit job. This is not an anti-Matt Gaetz stance per se. It is more that this is what happened to him. It's true. And they want the American people to know about this as they consider their future attorney general, potentially.
President Trump reportedly working the phones trying to get senators to confirm Gaetz as attorney general. A homeless man is in custody accused of stabbing three people to death in New York City on Tuesday. This is ABC News. A U.S. envoy to the Middle East now saying a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah is within grasp. That after talks in Lebanon today. Renewed warnings from the Surgeon General this morning about smoking. A new report says cigarettes still contribute to 500,000 deaths every year. A rough night all around for the Dallas Cowboys at home for Monday Night Football. And as we hear from ESPN's Lisa Salters, it started well before kickoff.
I was standing in this exact spot getting ready to do a hit for SportsCenter when bits of debris started falling from the sky. And you could see just big chunks of what looked like dust, paper, plastic,
followed by a large piece of metal from the roof of the stadium. Crews were in the process of trying to open it for last night's Cowboys-Texans game. Officials say high winds on the area may have played a part. Nobody was hurt. The roof was closed for the game, and the Texans beat the Cowboys 34-10. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Stop down to see the brand new addition to our company, Bed and Linen. Our professional staff will help you select the most suitable Wisconsin-made mattress by American Bedding. We also offer a full line of adjustable bases, pillows, and sheets that can significantly improve your sleep quality. Make the short drive to Spring Green today and visit the new Wirtz Bed and Linen or call 588-0202.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discussed, take it from us. We 4R1 Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Joan Chevrolet.
Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we picked up a substantial rainfall as expected across the area. Generally, amounts were upwards of an inch or a bit more across southwest Wisconsin. Most of that has now shifted north of us as the center of low pressure has tracked up toward Minneapolis and moving northward at this time. We're seeing the warm flow of air with the south winds currently, but gradually cooler temperatures will build in later today, and it will certainly feel more winter-like starting tomorrow. There'll actually be some snow showers swirling down from Minnesota into Wisconsin by tomorrow midday and lasting into Thursday. Another batch coming in from the northeast. That'll actually be heavier snow by Thursday morning in parts of Michigan and northeast Wisconsin where they could see a couple inches. Some of that could swirl down toward Milwaukee Thursday morning. Most of it missing us on Thursday, but a few spotty showers of rain and snow may occur. Otherwise, into the extended forecast, quiet weather for the deer hunters this weekend should be pretty nice with less wind and seasonal temperatures overall. Then early next week, a system coming through Sunday night, early Monday could bring some light precipitation, maybe another one at some point Tuesday or Wednesday. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild. Chance of a sprinkle or drizzle early. Highs in the upper 50s, but gradually falling. South wind turning southwest 10 to 20. Tonight, variably cloudy and colder, low at 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. Spotty light rain and snow showers by late morning with a high of 42. West wind 10 to 20. Chance of flurries Wednesday night, low 27. Thursday, cloudy, blustery, and chilly. Spotty light rain and snow showers are possible. High 41. Heading into Friday, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy. Low 33, high 42. Saturday, peaks of sun, lighter winds. Low 28, high 42. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-40s. Chance of a rain or snow shower Sunday night into Monday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
51 degrees with rain. Yesterday's high was 55. We hit that just after 11 o'clock last night. And during the day and evening yesterday, 1 inch and 2/100ths here at the radio studios. Since that time, another 33/100ths has fallen, so a grand total of 1.35 since yesterday's rain started. Let's see, yesterday's high was also 57, as mentioned, and then on the records, record high 70 in 1936, record low 3 in 1914. Last year's high was 54 and the low 26. Sunset will happen at 4:34 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at a minute after 7. Northwest winds are at 4. Barometer is at 29.38, up slightly from earlier today. Light rain continues and a breeze this morning. It is currently 51 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll preview girls basketball. Importantly, we have some great stuff coming up here for the high school scene, beginning with games tonight and Thursday night in our area. The Bucks and Badgers both had slim wins last night, but they got it done. Those stories and more coming up.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel. Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Richland Center girls basketball team opens up the season this evening with a home game against Highland. I asked first-year head coach Jeremy Cooey how the team looked at the recent scrimmage.
We're starting to get things to come together. We've had a whole 5 days to practice and introduce a whole new program, a whole new, offense and defense. So with Saturday being the first test, it was kind of exciting to see, things starting to come together. And really optimistic about, the things to come.
I asked Coach Cooey about preparing for that first game.
For the first game, we're going to focus on what we're doing. The things that we can control. We can't control what Highland's going to do. I know they're a pretty solid program. You get in these small towns and they start playing ball as kids and they keep coming up. But, we can't ever control what the other team's going to do on the court. All we can do is just make sure that we're doing the best and putting in the effort that we need to in order to get some wins on the board.
The Hornets are going to be road warriors. You open up at home, but then you have quite a few games on the road, don't you, Jeremy?
Yes, we do. We have kind of the November, December. We're going to have a little bit of time on the road, and it's going to be exciting. We get to go beginning of December and take the girls, along with the boys team, to Fiserv and play against Baraboo. So that'll be an exciting road game for the program to get the girls to go down and play at the Bucks Arena. But the beauty of that, once we make it through the holidays, we come back in January, we actually have a 10-game home stretch.
I ask him who the leaders will be this year for the Hornets.
Probably our floor leader is going to be Carly Meaden, coming back off from last year. She's going to be our senior on the court. Really looking to her to kind of control. We still have a younger team, but she'll kind of take control on the court for us. In addition, we also have Jasmine Haselrig and Libby Ruland as our other seniors. We have two juniors, which would be nice, having Jory Schultz and Rieslin Johnson. And then, again, last year being a really young team, but we still have returning sophomores in Ellaby Weiss and Kylie Burns and Addie Bort. So we're pretty excited about the experience that we're bringing back. And then we're also going to be, mixing things up and bringing in a few of the younger players to get some time on the court as well.
I asked veteran Highland coach Josh Terrell if the Cardinals had a scrimmage this year.
We went down to Waseca on Saturday morning, and we got the scrimmage against Waseca and Boscobel. So, yeah, we got a nice scrimmage in on Saturday.
Well, that's good. And how did the team look?
It's that first chance to play someone other than yourself, So we look good at some things, and some things we definitely need to touch up. So typical scrimmage, you find out where your biggest weaknesses are that you need to work on, and always nice to see some good things, too.
I asked Coach Terrell who the leaders will be for Highland this year.
Seniors coming back. I got two senior starters, Kay Terrell, my daughter, is the senior this year, and Kayla Miller, another senior, and Izzy Washa is our senior, and Yeslin Mondragon. So two of those two will be starting, I think, start the season. And I look for those two to step up and be leaders for me. Addison Bedward is coming back as a played a lot last year. She'll be my point guard, so obviously I expect a lot from my point guard. So she's gonna need to step up and carry, put some more weight on her shoulders. So I think those are the biggest ones that we're looking to lead the team this year.
The Six Rivers Conference, of which Highland is a part, will be a bit more unique this year.
Well, we kind of combined our Six Rivers East and our Six Rivers West together this year. So on the west side, though, Belmont's going to be very good again this year. I think every team's going to be better than last. Shelsburg's got some new kids coming in that I think are going to get varsity time. Potosi Castle's got a new coach. I think she's got things going in the right direction there. Ridge is going to be better. Benton, I don't know for sure where they're at as far as, you know, if they're looking at improving from last year or not. I think they are. Obviously, every team's looking at that, but as far as numbers, but I don't think they have a JV this year. But then you got the east side, and you got Peck Argyle, who's going to be just tougher nails, and Monticello Albany, two teams that went to state last year that have a lot of returning players. So Barneville's going to be better than last. They got, of course, Jimmy Myers back there, and as you know, they're going to be ready to go. So it's going to be a dogfight this year. So it should be a lot of fun.
Highland at Richland Center girls basketball can be heard on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com this evening. Our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins it at around 7:15. Other games tonight, Dodgeville at Evansville, and Kickapoo travels to Hillsboro. River Valley opens up the season at Lodi. It's Darlington at Schulzburg, Seneca at Cashton. Iowa Grant visits Argyle Pecatonica. And Ithaca travels to Riverdale this evening. Be aware, the Riverdale JV will play Fenimore in the JV game early on at 6, and then the varsity game between Ithaca and Riverdale will get underway around 7:15 this evening at the Rest Building in Muscadet. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Geary Construction had a 3,603. Fraser Home Improvement, 3,536. Quail Run Golf Links, a 3,504. High Game Honors, Geary Construction at 1,247. Fraser Home Improvement, 1,223. Cardinals CG, 1,209. Top Series, Ken Nix Jr., a 733. Terry Wheaton, 119 over average, a 707. And Travis Bushley, 702. Chase Keller had the top game, 266. Ken Nix Jr., a 259. Steve Swanson with a 258. Colton Bartow bowled a 626, 119 over average. Steve Swanson with a 610, 106 over average. Addison Pardoon with a 605 series, 92 over average in the Major Bowling League. Well, the Badger men's basketball team scored a win. John Blackwell scored a career-high 30 points as he and the Badgers avoided an upset loss to UT Rio Grande Valley at home. Actually, the Badgers trailed by 4.5, but Wisconsin won 87-84. Blackwell's two clutch free throws with 2 seconds left helped seal the deal. John Tanya added 19 points after lighting Arizona up with 41 on Friday night. The team holds each other accountable, says Badger Max Klesmet.
I think we're all kind of pretty hard on each other in the halftime locker room, just when it's the players in there waiting for the coaches, in a good way though, not kind of like getting after each other, but just, you know, talking about what we have to improve on. But there wasn't anything really specific that was said in that huddle. You know, I think we kind of all knew the issue that had just kind of happened and how we had to fix it. So
the Badgers, now undefeated through 5 games, take on Central Florida Friday in the first round of the Greenbrier Tip-Off Tournament. Damian Lillard drove to the bucket with a game-winning layup to give the Bucks a 101-100 win over the Houston Rockets last night. Lillard had missed several games with a concussion. His heroics came after Milwaukee had blown a 14-point lead held in the third period. Brook Lopez led the scoring with 27 points, and Lopez, Lillard, and Giannis Antetokounmpo all produced double-doubles. Doc Rivers, head coach of the Bucks, says there are many things to improve on.
I'm very happy about the win, but the way we ended the last 6 minutes of the third quarter, we had bad offensive possession after bad offensive possession, one pass shots, turnovers, that got them back in the game. And those are the things we still got to take a step forward on. Like, that can't happen.
Giannis Antetokounmpo says the team continues to improve.
I think we're playing good basketball. Today, a little bit, the balls stick a little bit, but at the end of the day, you know, in the third quarter, we got to do a better job executing, taking care of the ball. In the fourth quarter, still wasn't able to get the shots that we wanted as much, but the other way defensively, we got stopped, so was able to, you know, get back to the game. Even though they went up 5, was able to get back to the game and finish it at the end.
The Wisconsin Badgers football team could still make a bowl game despite the current 3-game losing streak. Coach Luke Fickell's crew now comes in with games at Nebraska, then at home against Minnesota remaining Both are tough games. Minnesota was the only BCS football program placed in a bowl game last season, despite putting up fewer than 6 wins. The Badgers have played in the postseason for 22 years in a row. Well, Badger head coach Luke Fickell fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo over the weekend. He was asked why yesterday.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership, and that's, you know, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
And Coach Fickell talked about who will call the plays now.
Why does it matter, right? I mean, the offense will be run, and those guys will do a lot of things collaboratively together, and I don't think it really is important as to who's calling it. You know, I guess it gives you the ability to point a finger at somebody if that's the case, but it's not one of those things I think is that important. Sometimes I think it's overrated in some ways, but it'll be a collaborative group, and those guys will have to work a lot together.
And in the Monday night football game, Joe Mixon ran for 3 touchdowns. Derek Barnett returned a fumble 28 yards for a score. And the Houston Texans beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-10. The Texans stopped just the second 2-game losing streak in quarterback C.J. Stroud's 2 seasons while maintaining a 2-game lead in the AFC South. In a season filled with things gone wrong for the Cowboys, debris fell from their stadium's retractable roof as it was opening a few hours before game time. Dallas lost its 5th consecutive game. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
The state football championships are set as we wrap up the fall sports season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The fall sports season is wrapping up, and basketball gets underway this week with the first boys' practices on Monday and the first girls' hoops games on Tuesday night. But first, we have one final fall championship. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison will be the site of the 11-player football championships on Thursday and Friday. Things kick off Thursday morning at 10 a.m., where Edgar will go for a second straight title in Division 7, taking on unbeaten Potosi Cassville. After 4 previous trips to the state semifinals in the last decade, Grantsburg finally broke through to Madison, and the Pirates will face off against Lomira for the Division 6 championship. Stratford has won the last 2 titles in Division 6, but is bumped up to D5 this year, where they still make it to Camp Randall, taking on last year's Division 5 runner-up Wrightstown. It'll be Baldwin-Woodville tangling with undefeated Racine St. Catharines in Division 4. Unbeaten Notre Dame will take on Catholic Memorial for the Division 3 championship in the first game on Friday. Slinger knocked off last year's D2 champ Badger last week, as the Owls will now face off against last year's Division 3 winner Rice Lake for the D2 crown. After some mid-season struggles, Muskego has gotten hot and will face off against Bayport for the Division 1 title in a rematch of the 2019 championship game. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
WRCO-FM 100.9 now presents a vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Each and every spring, the New York Yankees pass through Chattanooga, Tennessee, for a couple of exhibition games with a local minor league club, the Lookouts. The latter was a Southern Association ball club, the Washington Senators' AA farm team. Now, these late 20s and early 30s were the glory days of the Yankees. Their starting lineup was not merely talent, it was ominously monikered Murderer's Row. So the Yankees' annual matchup against the Chattanooga Lookouts was quite predictable until 1931. The Lookouts' new owner, Joe Engel, had just built him one of the biggest, finest ballparks in the minors. And as a former scout for the Senators, Joe had an eye for burgeoning baseball talent. In fact, it was Joe Engel who discovered and hired pitching phenomenon Jackie Mitchell, the promising protege of Brooklyn pitcher Dazzy Vance. The 1931 square-off between the New York Goliath and the Chattanooga David was scheduled for Wednesday, April 2nd. It was a chilly, off-and-on sunny spring afternoon. 4,000 sweater-clad fans jammed the new stadium. The Yankees, Ruth and Gehrig, the best batters in the game, were steamed, Ruth especially. Joe Engel had hyped the game to the hilt, largely on the strength of this rookie pitcher, Jackie Mitchell. The New York offense was in for a surprise this year, Engel had promised. But neither the Babe nor the Iron Horse liked surprises, so Ruth and Gehrig agreed. When they got to the plate, they would hammer this alleged genius, Jackie Mitchell, right off the mound. And there was added incentive, for Joe Engel had offered a gold watch to anybody who could hit a ball over his new park's tall fence. The word echoed among the Yankees, get Jackie Mitchell. The rookie pitcher stares Ruth down, nods the sign from catcher Ed Kenna, then rips a sinker down the pipe, falls like an anvil as it crosses the strike zone. Ruth swings for downtown, but misses by the width of a mitt. Strike one. Second pitch is a rubber stamp. So's the result. Strike two. Ruth can smell the next one and shoulders the bat accordingly. He's right. One ball, two strikes. But it's the Babe's last good guess. Mitchell nips the bottom of the zone on the fourth pitch and leaves Ruth looking. And the greatest batter in baseball history angrily slams his weapon into the dust. Meanwhile, on deck, Lou Gehrig looks on in astonishment. He knows that he can't afford to take a pitch from this upstart. He'll have to swing hard three times and hope he connects at least once. He does not. Three strikes on three pitches. Mitchell will take on one more batter, Tony Lazzari, before manager Niehoff pulls his remarkable rookie from the game. And Jackie Mitchell never made it to the majors. A few more seasons in the minors and Jackie retired. You see, Baseball Commissioner Kennesaw Landis refused to permit Mitchell to play in the big leagues. For in April of 1931, when that young firebrand faced the Yankees' biggest guns, rookie pitcher Jackie Mitchell was a 17-year young student from Chattanooga Central High, a 17-year young girl. And now you know the rest of the story.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
100.9 WRCO.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me?
Morgan Wallen on WRCO Radio. Thanks for taking us along today. We'll have our trivia question of the day coming up in just a few minutes. Also later today, some community conversation. Some friends stopped by the Morning Show studios. Some friends from Weston Schools. Look forward to hearing all about the good things going on in Silver Eagle Country this year. Here's Josh Abbott and friends.
Faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all I've witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas with his own hand, brought down angels from the promised land. God bless Texas. First he let the sun shine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. On the very next day, God bless Texas with his own hand, brought down angels from the promised land, gave them a place they could dance. If you want to see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Well, I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Looking back on how how you love me. No one could measure up to you. And if they tried to win this heart of mine, I'd just have to say, don't waste your time. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. I guess with you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best. When I look into your eyes, I know you're the only love I'll ever want. 'Cause after you, nothing else could be even close. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best.
Don Williams on WRCO Radio, and I've been loved by the best. Jake Paul's unanimous victory over former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson might have been disappointing from a competitive standpoint, but it drew a record betting. BetMGM said the fight between the YouTube star and the 58-year-old Tyson, who showed his age by being a sitting target, was its most bet boxing or mixed martial arts fight ever. The sportsbook took three times the number of bets and four times the money of any combat sport in BetMGM's history. Also in entertainment news today, Carrie Underwood's Las Vegas residency show will be featured in a streaming concert special, Reflection, the Las Vegas Residency. Will feature her Vegas show with its pyrotechnics, special effects, and an elevating waterfall. The special runs on Hulu starting in January. Underwood will end her Vegas residency on April 12th. She will join the judges panel on American Idol starting on March 9th.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's trivia winner will win a large pizza, courtesy of Muscadet Mini Mart. It's a large pizza with your choice of toppings, and it can be yours if you're the first one through with the correct answer right now. Music trivia for a Tuesday. It goes like this. Which country duo won the Country Music Association Award for Top Vocal Duo every single year from 1972 through 1975? Which country duo won the CMA Award for Top Vocal Duo every single year, 1972 through 75? 608-647-4155. Dominion on WRCO Radio, and congratulations to our winner, Monica Felton, who knew the right answer. We had several guesses for classic duos, such as the Bellamy Brothers and Johnny and June and Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton all guessed, but nope. None of them right, except when Monica came through with the right answer there. It was actually Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. They won the Best Duo of the Year award those years, 72 through 75. Recorded a lot of memorable tracks together. For knowing the answer, our winner today wins a large pizza with choice of toppings from the Muscadet Mini Mart in Muscadet. Thanks for playing today. And here's a tune from Conway and Loretta from that era.
Love! Just now struck 10. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again. We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing.
And Loretta, the answer to trivia today from WRCO, a couple of stalwarts in country music. And I think, you know, from everything I've heard and read, they both were genuinely very, very nice people. Never forgot where they came from, which is always refreshing to hear that. Well, the rain continues. Light rain. We're at 50 degrees in Richland Center.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team invites you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South, this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1340.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Happy holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet, where special orders for craft supplies are available weekly.
6 minutes before 9 o'clock, and here's a tune from Tim McGraw on Country and Community WRCO.
That night in Phoenix when you stole my Jeep, not even come close to that first kiss you gave me, but I'm gonna try. Oh, and here's that ring you've been waiting for all these years, and as for the tears that you cried when we made love the first time, yeah, I seen you cry. Right back at you, baby.
Lace them jack in my coat. Work on my layback. Ain't nothing wrong.
up as we turn on some Marley. If you want, you can get on my Harley. I'll set you up on the kitchen sink and stick a pink umbrella in